What's your message?
It's more like a proclamation.
Well, so be it. What is your proclamation?
Okay, here it goes. Ready?
Ready.
Why did the orc fall off the Tower of Isengard?
I don't know. Why?
He was dead. Why did the second orc fall off the Tower of Isengard?
I don't know. Why?
He was stapled to the first orc. Why did the third orc fall off the Tower of Isengard?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Captain, there's been a short in the holographic training suite. Some holographic constructs have been loosed to stalk the corridors.
Get security on it. Any holo breaches?
Yes, sir. Reports have indicated a holo Sherlock Holmes, a Minotaur, a guy in a hockey mask, Miss Elizabeth Bennett, and a holo rabbi are all wandering decks 3, 4, and 7.
Again? Round them up.
Aye, sir.
50 bucks? You're nuts!
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Our home has got to be worth more than that.
Yeah, well, that's if you can find a buyer and you remove taxes to maximize the curb appeal.
Captain, security here. We repelled the pirates by taking the quarantine signs out of the plague medicine crates and putting them at hull breach points where the pirates would try to break in.
Good thinking, Ensign.
We were assisted by the fact that the asteroid started breaking up, shattering the pirate's command module. But now one of the asteroid shards is heading right for Earth, sir.
Navigator Herbert, how long before that big rock hits the Earth?
About 80 minutes, 20 seconds, sir.
The captain asked me that question, Ensign.
Oh, but you're only 9 years old.
So what? I graduated top of my class at the academy. Besides, I outrank you. So shut up, duty head. Impact with Earth in 83 minutes, 12 seconds, sir.
If only we were headed towards something useless like the planet Pluto.
Pluto isn't a planet.
It is to us old-timers, my young commander. Besides, if Pluto wasn't there, we'd have to invent it.
Dear sirs, we wish to notify you that the late engineer, Joachim Krueger, made you a beneficiary to his will in the sum of $30,100,000. This may sound strange and unbelievable to you, but it is real and true. Being a widely traveled man, he must have been in contact with you in the past, or simply, you were nominated to him by one of his generous friends who wished to do you good. Engineer Joachim Krueger, until his death, was a member of the Helicopter Society and the Institute of Electronic Engineers. Please send us your personal banking data and codes soonest.
Whoa, the internet is the most wonderfulest cornucopia ever. Now we can buy that abandoned warehouse district we've always wanted. And look, here's one listed in the want ads.
Yeah, but it comes with a planet.
That shouldn't be a problem, as long as they sprayed for intelligent life.
I think this panel has given you a pretty good overview of what humor in space would appear like in the far distant future.
Oh, yeah, of course. But by the time we reach the far distant future, we'll most likely be speaking a different language or set of languages, probably not even connected to our shared Indo-Esperanto roots. I mean, in other words, what we consider a pun now might not be punny later.
Bad news if you have trouble with punchlines.
Has anybody seen my shoes? I took them off. Now I can't find them.
Yeah, okay. If you want to hear more of this discussion, you can come to our panel tomorrow, Dragons and the Medieval Use of Whoopee Cushions. It'll be here in the same room. You probably want to come early. We expect a crowd.